Welcome to Applied Spirituality with Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com. This is episode 7, Unity is Strength.
One of the greatest powers in all fields of life is unity. But there is a fundamental problem that there are so many diversified distinctions between living beings. Everyone has their own conception of their identity, and this creates a natural conflict amongst those who look different, think different, or act different. There has always been conflict between the castes, not only in India, but all over the world. It may go by different names. There is the educational class, there is the administrative class, there is the working class, there is the class of trade and agriculture. There has always been distinctions and conflict between nationalities, between races, between religions, between generations of people's ages, between sexes, between philosophers. On practically every level of the world, there is reason for conflict. Even with a family, there's the older brother and the younger brother. That creates conflict because everyone has their separate independent interests. There is an example. If you throw a stone in a clear pond of water, wherever that stone falls, it will create a circle. And that circle will expand, expand, expand. If you put another stone and throw it into another part of that water, it will create another center. And from that center, the circle will get bigger and bigger. However many different places you put stones, there will be different circles, and they will all collide and create a tumultuous situation in the water. However, if you put every stone, or throw every stone, in the same place, because there is the same center, there is no conflict. How to create a center that we agree on in a world of such immense ego, competition, and diversity? This is a great challenge. Because wherever there is unity, there is great power and strength to create a peaceful situation in society. Let us examine from a very relative, practical viewpoint, how unity creates strength. In the United States of America, on December 7th in the 1940s, which happens to be my birthday, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, which was the largest naval base in America. Most of the American Navy was destroyed by surprise. Now, before that, Churchill and England and everyone else in the European continent was begging, pleading with America to get involved in World War II, because the Germans were conquering one nation after another, after another, after another. And Hitler was teaching tremendous racism. But America did not want to get involved. That's the other side of the ocean. In fact, they were still suffering from a major depression, where practically the entire nation was in poverty. But when the bombs came to their own backyard, they realized, we have to fight this. Whether we like it or not, we are in the world war. It's not a matter of choice. It is a matter of emergency. Actually, sometimes emergencies bring people together like nothing else. Why? Because there's a higher purpose involved. At that time, every newspaper, every magazine, billboards all over America, there was one slogan: United we stand, divided we fall. It was a matter of life or death. United we stand, divided we fall. So what did the people do? Hundreds and thousands of men volunteered for the military. The ladies went into different industrial complexes to work. In fact, during the years of World War II, you will see, there were no automobiles manufactured. Automobile plants, all the steel plants, practically every industrial plant in America was simply working for the interest of the nation. They weren't concerned so much with their own personal private profits. They were working together, making military machinery to fight, to build battleships, to build airplanes, to build ammunition, to make the uniforms of the soldiers, to provide food. Because of that unity, they won the war. That is the strength of unity. In industry, there was a man named Henry Ford. He revolutionized the industrial world. How? By creating unity. There were other people who were making cars or automobiles, but he created the assembly line. Now, it's a simple concept, but it was revolutionary. What is the assembly line? Where everybody is just working completely in unity with one another. Everyone is like one part of the machine working in harmony, and that was producing cars so radically fast that he became a multi-millionaire, and everyone else followed his way. Through unity, he gave great strength to the whole industrial world. In sports, recently, a person who was the most popular and famous athlete in the United States, he spoke something which was very interesting to hear. He was a basketball star. His name was Michael Jordan. He was in a game, and there were seconds left, and the game was tied. There were seconds left till the end, and he was in a position where he could easily throw the ball, and if he made that score, he would have earned or established a world record in the history of basketball for making points in a game. And everybody was so excited because he was so close and he could now make that point. And there was only seconds remaining. And to everyone's great surprise, he passed the ball to one of his teammates who was closer to the basket, and that person made the point and they won the game. The newspapers asked him, why did you do that? You could have gone down in history. And he said, I am not concerned with that. When I'm playing, I'm only concerned with the team. If you want a strong team, every team player has to think in terms of the team first and one's individual interests last. Otherwise, the team cannot be a champion team. He said, that other teammate, even though it was an easy shot for me, it was an easier shot for him. So by giving it to him, we would have more chance of winning the game. That is more important than me going down in history. That is why that team won almost every championship, world championship, in that decade. That is the strength of unity. Actually, when things are unified, they're beautiful. What makes music beautiful? Harmony. And what is harmony? Unity. It's not that the violin is playing one thing and then the flute is playing whatever they want and the drums are playing whatever they want and the guitar is playing whatever he wants and the organ is playing whatever. When there's harmony, when all the voices are trying to make one voice, not that I'm heard, but we're all heard. When all the instruments are trying to combine together, unified, to make one sound, then that harmony creates such beauty. Such musical talent. And in the structure, every beam is depending on every other beam for its strength. That's unity. In a machine, if every part of the machine is not working together in harmony with every other part of the machine, there's a breakdown. And in the family, without unity between the husband and wife, then how will there be unity amongst the children? How much destruction disunity creates, and how much power unity can give us to overcome all obstacles. What is the meaning of religion? Religion comes from the Greek word religio, which means to bind back, to be in harmony, to be in unity. Every living being has a body, has a mind, and has a consciousness. And the consciousness is the energy emanating from the soul or the Atma. So to harmonize the body, the mind, and the soul is the art of yoga. If we don't have unity within ourselves, then is it possible for us to create unity in the world around us? No. You can't give something you don't have, even if you have all good intentions. If we have unity, we can create unity. If our mind is in conflict, if our mind is not balanced with our body and with the needs of the soul, then there is a fundamental disunity in our life. There could be no real peace. There could be real no happiness. There can be no real love. That is what yoga means, simply to unite. There is an inner disunity within all of our hearts. The mind is the battlefield. The dualities of life are always competing with one another. From the spiritual platform, while working in this world to do good, we must simultaneously actually realize the art of love, the art of yoga. To be united, body, mind, and soul with God. And then, whether we are business people, or students, or industrialists, or architects, or teachers, or farmers, or politicians, or soldiers, whatever we may be, we express that inner knowledge, that inner love, that inner compassion in everything we do. Is there anything that is greater needed in the world than that mentality within human beings? Each and every one of us, within our own hearts, has unlimited, tremendous spiritual power. The process of yoga, or the real true process of religion, is not just to perform some rituals and have some social identity in which you protect yourself from other people with a different religious or social identity. The essence of real religion or yoga is to access that incredible spiritual power and to express it in every aspect of our life. Then, with a pure heart, we can overcome so many obstacles that seem so impossible. I have often told the story that there were people who I was working with in the spiritual path that I am following now who I had nothing in common with. In fact, I really did not like them. I couldn't tolerate them, and they couldn't tolerate me either. The kind of people that I would never have anything to do with in my previous life. The kind of people we just... Myself and my friends wouldn't even look in the direction of such people. And here I am, working hand in hand with them. We didn't get along. But on the basis of spiritual principle, we understood we have so many differences, differences of opinions, differences of ways. We didn't agree on anything except one thing. That the goal of life is to love God. And in order for us to love God, we have to love each other. That person became my very best friend after a couple years. Such honor, such respect, such spontaneous affection, earned through sacrifice. The strength of unity, when it is founded within the heart, on the spiritual level, is the greatest power on earth. A power that can heal. A power that can remove tension.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.